This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday the United States could send as many as 15,000 military troops to the border with Mexico as he continues to harden his stance against a caravan of migrants fleeing violence and poverty in Central America. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
About 3,100 troops have deployed so far, and the president says the number will ramp up.
We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000.
If it is 15,000, that would be more American troops at the border than there are in Afghanistan. The upper end of the president's estimate caught the Pentagon off guard. It already authorized 5,200 troops to deploy to the border and told about 2,200 others to be ready. The president's been increasing his talk about illegal immigration as the election's near, though he says he's not fear-mongering.
Immigration's a very important subject.
Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis is rejecting suggestions the deployments are a political ploy, saying, "We don't do stunts in this department." Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Turkish prosecutor said Wednesday that dissident Jamal Khashoggi was killed by strangulation immediately after entering Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul, and then his body was cut into pieces. A statement by Chief Istanbul Prosecutor Erfan Fidan says it comes, that is, as Turkey pressures Saudi Arabia to extradite the 18 people it detained in connection with Khashoggi's killing. Fidan's statement was the first public confirmation by a Turkish official that the journalist was mutilated after entering the consulate. Turkey has steadily amped up pressure on Saudi Arabia to provide answers amid its shifting official explanations of Khashoggi's fate. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan.